8 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope today, we get to talk with the Cottonwood County Historical Society, and Linda Franzen joins us. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
I don't think we were talking before we got started. I don't really think it feels like fall is in
the area. Not yet, no.
But that could change tomorrow.
It could, because we live in Minnesota.
That is right. And you've got all kinds of things going on.
Yes, that tells me that September is on our doorstep, that's for sure.
And it is right around the corner. Now, if you haven't got to the gallery
yet,
you still have time.
Yes, our current exhibit in the Remick Gallery is Transitions by Vicki Beckendorf. And the official closing of her show is this week, this Saturday, but we are going to extend it one more week. She's not going to take it down for until the end of next week, so if you have time, stop in and see her work. It is just amazing. I encourage you to do that. We're open over the lunch hour and, of course, 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, and this will be our last Saturday hours, 10 to 4. So, again, stop in and see the show.
Now, are you open on Labor Day?
No, we are not. We'll be closed on Labor Day as well.
Okay, but you can get in there
on Saturday.
Correct,
from 10 to 4.
Very good. And then that show goes away and something new comes in.
Exactly. And our next show is going to open on the 20th. We'll have our opening reception on Sunday, September 21st. And the title of it is Artistic Journey. The artist is Julia Bonneville. She's a Wyndham resident. And she calls herself self-taught. She enjoys not only painting, but quilting. So she's inspired by nature and paints landscapes and birds. And she also celebrates her Scandinavian heritage by painting Norwegian designs. So I think it'll be a very interesting show. Her artistic statement or philosophy, I thought, was very, very fun and short to the point. Enjoy your life.
Oh. Not to make a pun, but that paints kind of an interesting picture of what you're going to see
with this
exhibit.
There'll be textiles, there'll be paintings. She even said that since she scheduled this show last year, that she thought she should try something different. So she actually tried some abstract painting. So we might even have some of that in the show.
So it sounds like this one's going to be something for everybody.
Exactly, exactly.
And when does it open again?
The opening reception is September the 21st. It's a Sunday, and this show goes through November 22nd. So you'll have a few months to check out the show.
All right, very good. September's a busy month.
Yes, yes it is.
So what else do we have going on?
Well, we have our annual fall fundraiser, which this year is on September 15th. It's on Monday evening from 4:30 to 7. It's our usual beef on a bun, a coleslaw, baked beans, chips, and a cookie. And like in past years, we'll have the drive-through on the south side of our building, and then you can also come in and eat if you so desire. So either option is available. Ticket prices are $10 for adults.
And this is a big fundraiser.
It is. It is. It's our big one for the year.
And so hopefully everybody gets out. And if you've never been inside, it's a good way to kind of poke around and see some things.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. Well, the artist will actually be hanging her show that day. So we hope that things will be at a place where you'll get a sneak peek of the show. And then, of course, our exhibit hall will be open, and you can see we've changed out a couple displays in there. So come and take a look.
How many? Do you have a goal on how many people you want to serve?
Yes, over 200.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
so
our goal.
That's the number we're shooting for.
That's
we
right.
should be able to do that.
I hope so. I hope so.
And plus, it's good food.
It is. It's always a tasty meal. We always look forward to it each year.
Yes, and that again is on the 15th.
The 15th, on Monday evening.
Very good. good. All right, Linda, what else do we need to mention?
I think that should do it for today.
Quite a bit.
Yes, yes, it
is. As we start to change seasons.
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct.
All right. Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. I can't say it, but I mean it. Thank you for coming in today. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.